USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is touting the infrastructure bill that President Biden will soon sign. Buttigieg saying the legislation makes an historic investment in public transportation.
It's going to replace thousands of outdated buses with clean zero-emission vehicles and aging rail cars with state-of-the-art new ones.
He also insisted that his department will be on the lookout for fraud and mismanagement of federal dollars. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial is continuing on Monday. Gage Grossenkrutz testified. He was one of the three men who was shot by Rittenhouse on the night of August 25, 2020, during the riots in Kenosha, that he was only shot after he pulled his gun on Rittenhouse. Rittenhouse on trial for allegedly killing two riders and looters. More news at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The opposition to nationwide mask mandates continue.
What's said to be a massive nationwide strike against vaccine mandates will take place this week, starting in Los Angeles today. The walkout involving people from various industries such as trucking and telecom, air and rail transport workers, although not federally allowed to go on strike due to the Railway Labor Act, plan to protest anonymously. Hundreds of thousands of people expected to take part in what's being described as a four-day nationwide walkout. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The CDC is warning parents not to give young children pain medications before getting them vaccinated for COVID-19. The health agency saying pain relievers such as ibuprofen and aspirin might decrease antibody responses to the vaccine in children ages 5 to 11. The CDC also warning that anti-inflammatory medications such as Motrin and Advil could interfere with the body's ability to fully respond to the vaccine. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
Greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The top three series in NASCAR have spent the majority of the past two seasons competing in races without practice sessions or qualifying. However, that situation will change in the 2022 season. NASCAR is still hammering out all the details before making an official announcement. Over the weekend at the Phoenix Raceway, I had a chance to catch up with NASCAR driver Joey Logano, and I asked him what he's looking forward to coming back in the 2022 season regarding practices and qualifying.
I'm looking forward to qualifying. That's going to be fun. You know, with what's kind of proposed for practice, it's not called practice at this point, I don't believe. I think you just call it hot laps. So there won't be much time for us to work on our car. And to be honest with you, you know, just kind of going through yesterday, 50 minutes of practice isn't really worth a whole bunch. You know, you're kind of slinging things. It's chaos. You know, and trying to learn much in those 50 minutes is pretty challenging. You either got to go back to what we did before with having a couple 50-minute practices to where you can have an hour to talk about it and make some bigger changes and go back at it again, or just do what they're doing next year and essentially just setting your heights.
Logano and his Pennzoil Ford finished 11th in Sunday's race. Week 9 of the NFL season wraps up Monday night with the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Chicago Bears. Kickoff for that game set for just after 8:15 Eastern time in Pittsburgh. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.